What about chemotherapy and metastatic disease? Maybe we can start out talking a little bit about bevacizumab or Avastin, since that's sort of the newest entry and is now often being combined with chemotherapeutic agents. What do you say to patients about bevacizumab?
Well, again, because it's a newer agent, I think it's very important that we explain to them exactly what it does, because that certainly can help have them understand the side effects a little bit better. One of the big things with patients who may be starting Avastin, and if they need a vascular access device or a port, that's something that we're very careful of, you know, in the timing of certain things that are done. And that's a very important thing, I think, for patients to know, is that they do have to schedule certain procedures based on the timing of receiving the Avastin, such as dental work. I think the big one is if they have any GI pain, any abdominal pain that's new or changed. And those are the really big ones that we tell patients. The other certainly is monitoring the blood pressure and things.
I guess what you're referring to is the fact that in general, I think the guideline has been hopefully to have the patient off bevacizumab for 6 weeks before any type of surgical procedure in terms of wound healing.
Right, exactly. I can give you an example. We had a patient who had had a portacath in, and she had it removed because she had completed her adjuvant treatment. And then a few years later, she unfortunately had recurrence, and she needed to have actually two ports put in. She needed one to be removed because it didn't heal, and even waiting the 6 weeks. But even after waiting the 6 weeks, there still was not complete healing of the port site. So it's a very big issue, I think, and especially when you want to get people started quickly.
I guess another issue with bevacizumab is the question of high blood pressure. What have you observed in terms of that?
We really haven't had to put anyone on antihypertensives. You know, usually with chemotherapy, we see the opposite, that a lot of people who are on antihypertensives can come off of it when they're on chemotherapy. But we certainly monitor their blood pressure every time they come in and during the therapy. But we haven't had a problem that someone has had to go on an antihypertensive because of Avastin.
And what about quality of life and how people feel? Is it your perception that it doesn't, usually it's being used with chemotherapy, that it's not introducing any new side effects, or do you see any subjective problems with it?
We haven't seen any real side effects with the Avastin as a single agent, just taking the other side effects of the chemotherapy away from that. Again, I think it's a very well-tolerated drug, which is nice to be able to tell women that this is a drug with a track record, and it's a well-tolerated drug.